Big Klaus and Little Klaus. A long time ago, two farmers of the same name, Klaus, lived in a town. One of the two had four horses, but the other had only one horse. So people in the village called the first Klaus with four horses Big Klaus, and the second Klaus with one horse Little Klaus. The two Klauses lent each other their horses to plow the soil. The Little Klaus lent his one horse for 6 days to the Big Klaus, but the Big Klaus lent his four horses to the Little Klaus just for 1 day. But the diligent and warm-hearted Little Klaus did not complain. The Little Klaus shouted to the horses courageously,
"Come on, cheer up, my horses!"
However, the Big Klaus heard this sound and got angry.
"Why are they yours? You have only one horse. If you call them yours again, I will kill your horse."
But the Little Klaus unconsciously repeated calling them my horses while he was joyfully working. The Big Klaus killed the Little Klaus's horse as he said he would. The Little Klaus felt sad and removed the horse's skin. He carried it to the market to sell it. While he was heading to the market, it got dark. The Little Klaus knocked on the door of a farmer's house nearby.
"Would you please let me stay in your house for tonight?"
Then the farmer's wife came out. "I can't let you sleep in my house, because my husband's not here," she said and closed the door. He crawled into the barn secretly. The Little Klaus was surprised. He could look into the farmer's house through a small window. There were wine and roasted meat on the table, and the wife of the farmer and a priest were having dinner happily. In fact, the owner of the house hated the priest so much that the farmer's wife invited and served food to the priest secretly while her husband went out. But then, the farmer came back to his house suddenly. The surprised farmer's wife hid the priest in a box in a corner of the room, and she hid the food in the fireplace. When the farmer came into the barn to tie his horses, he found the Little Klaus in his barn.